Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers. Presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
They might have a story.
Her name is Anna Delvey, or Anna Sorokin. No one's sure. She's either a rich German heiress or she's flat broke. The charges are insane.
Anna committed real white-collar felonies while posing as a socialite in an attempt to steal millions of dollars.
Hi, Anna. I just had some questions.
I have a question. What's you wearing? You look poor.
Yeah, except for the accent.
Oh,
I'm really enjoying this show. Inventing Anna on Netflix, starring Julia Garner and Anna Chlumsky. She's from Veep, and she's amazing. And so are you, Tim Lammers. And I hope you like this as much as I do.
I do, and it's a very weird accent. It reminds me of Bronson's Pinchot in Beverly Hills Cop. He was Serge, remember? It's just so weird.
Yes. What is that accent? It's just
fascinating, isn't it? You kind of hang on every word. You know what? As it turns out, because this is a real-life deal we're talking about
really?
Here.
Based
Anna
on a true
Sorokin
story?
Is her real name,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
And she's German.
I think it's
and
been embellished.
Something, yeah, she's German and something else that's not so fashionable these days, Russian. And
yes,
it's an amazing story about how far a wannabe socialite will go and the power of persuasion she has over everybody. To the tune of $275,000, you know, but the thing is, she's swindling high society folks, you know. So, you know, you watch them and these snobs, it's like, oh, God, it's just gross all around, you know. I almost liken it to, and I don't know if either Paul or you or Jordana have seen the Tinder Swindler.
Just saw it this past week. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also on Netflix.
Very troubling.
It's almost the same sort of story, except for with that situation, you have, you know, normal everyday people being swindled by this guy, you know, to the tune of about the same amount of money, of about, you know, $250,000 or so. And you know, but he convinces women who are desperate to fork over their money to him and do the same sort of thing. So, you know, it's funny. It's almost like a companion piece in a sort of way. But it is a fascinating series. And I have to tell you, Paul, I think probably the reason you started watching it, too, is because of somebody who is quickly rising to become one of my all-time favorite actors, Julia Garner from Ozark.
Yes.
She is
yes.
phenomenal.
She's amazing. She is amazing. And look, it's fun when rich people get swindled. It's a little like Robin Hood.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Stealing from the rich.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact that this con, she's basically a well-dressed grifter, right?
Yeah.
Mooch. And it just goes on month after month in hotels and, oh, the wire is coming and my rich father's trust fund, it'll all be covered. And people believed her. And it just went on and on. It's just staggering
and it's
to me.
Because, yeah, and because early on, too, I mean, the jig is up early on. She's caught, yeah. more or less. And yet she still manages a way to talk herself out of it. It is just amazing to think that this ever could have happened. And yeah, Jordana, start the show.
Okay.
I mean, if you saw the Tinder swindler, you won't be as incensed as you were watching the Tinder swindler.
So, yeah.
Because, you know, those poor women that got scammed there. Here, again, like Paul was saying, you don't want to come out and say it, but these rich muckety mucks, you know, they almost have it coming to them. They're so, they breathe different air than we do, you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, fascinating stuff. That you know, and that's the great part about, you know, when you have a bevy of streaming services or whatever, more opportunities for more different sorts of programming. And I'm glad that they found this story because it is fascinating. And a little side note I should note, apparently Netflix paid Anna Delvey some money for her the rights to her story, but it was blocked by the court because of the Son of Sam law, which prevents people who perpetrate crimes on others to benefit financially from it in any sort of way. So that's just a little interesting side note for that. But yeah, they pay a swindler money to tell her story.
Well, see, that's like interesting.
They're being swindled too.
I watched the Tinder swindler and it was disgusting. And that guy got caught. He didn't have to pay back the money though, but my kid just sent me this she saw on Instagram that says the Tinder swindler signs with Hollywood agent, wants his own dating show because he's out of jail. And
it's terrible.
But hopefully he won't be able to make any money off of it.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if it's spoiling too much here, but, you know, you can look it up and read about the guy. He didn't do a lot of time, if any.
No.
And he got back out there and started doing the same thing over and over. Such of a brash SOB, this guy. I mean, just
awful.
Hateable.
So awful.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. But you should watch that too, Paul, because that was a good one. This is a Hulu original movie called No Exit.
Honestly, what are we doing here?
I told myself the same thing. Rehab doesn't work. But
excuse me, Darby. Phone for you.
My mom is in the hospital. I have to leave.
Darby, you know the rules. You leave and you're back in jail.
Okay, whatever it is, I'm afraid already. So what's the story?
Oh, it's really a nail-biter. It's on Hulu. It's about this woman doing time in rehab, and you heard, if she leaves, she's back in jail. She gets a text that says, you know, her mother is desperately ill in the hospital. She decides to break out of this place and steal a car to go see her. Then I started thinking about Paul Douglas because they drive into this huge snowstorm. I mean, this thing is wicked. And she's instructed by some people. It's in this mountain area that, okay, go stay in the visitor's lodge. There she encounters four strangers, okay? When she takes her phone outside to try to get a signal, because again, it's in a desolate place, no cell signal, no exits, you know, they can't drive anywhere. She hears some screaming, and in the back of a van is this young girl all gagged and tied up. Mm. So now it's up to her to figure out of the four people who is responsible and try to ferret out a way to get whoever is responsible to kind of give themselves up in a way. But things become a little bit more complicated than that. Great acting from a cast that I really don't know a lot about, apart from Dennis Haysbert, of course, David Palmer, the president in 24, and Are You in Good Hands? You know, Mr. Allstate himself. Terrific actor. But you really don't need a huge cast to attract you to this story because it is one of those deals where you're paying attention every minute because it is really gripping.
Okay.
Sounds terrifying, but okay. But gripping like I'm going to not sleep at night, or gripping like I can watch it with the kids and we can all figure out who the bad guy is?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. And the thing is, though, you know, it doesn't take as long as you would think it does, but then the story becomes more and more complicated. Oh. Now, for your sake, Jordana, things get kind of bloody.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Because eventually the criminals are ferreted out and they have guns.
Ooh,
and
okay.
People resort to different weapons to survive. So it gets kind of bloody. So I will warn you about that. But again, as far as a gripping tale of, I guess, it's a mystery in a way, because you're trying to figure out who's responsible, it really does keep you hanging.
Awesome.
Okay.
You're wonderful. Thanks always for joining us. Tim Lammers, brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant. You can find Tim Lammers on all his social channels. Just search Tim Lammers. Always good stuff. We'll talk to him again on Friday. Is it
Friday?
How do I not know this? How long have
what
I been doing
this
show? 10 years?
Where am I?
How do I not know
Where
this?
Where am I?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.